Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a clear and pleasant evening across Israel. Temperatures are mild, making it a perfect time to enjoy the outdoors under the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that Iran has instructed Hezbollah and its allies to prepare for a broader conflict. This follows U.S. strikes on Iranian targets that left 8 people dead. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes earlier this hour that Yahya Sinwar's strategy in Gaza was a calculated risk, despite devastating consequences. Also this hour, Representative Adam Smith clarified, according to JNS, that he did not yield to anti-Israel activists before voting against U.S. funding. Separately, I-24 News indicates earlier today that Israel is actively involved in the U.S. discussions about expanding operations against Iran. And finally, in earlier reporting from the Times of Israel, tensions rise as the IRGC claims it targeted U.S. military assets in Jordan and Qatar. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, a commentator on geopolitical affairs, posted just minutes ago that an advisor to Iran's supreme leader declared the end of negotiations and threatened a comprehensive attack if the U.S. persists. Eli Afriat, an Israeli observer, mentioned 25 minutes ago that Mohsen Rezai, an advisor to Iran's leader, issued a stark warning about potential Iranian offensives. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, reported 28 minutes ago that the Trump administration informed Israel about sending additional refueling planes, suggesting a possible escalation. Let's go deeper, starting with developments from the Times of Israel. Iran is reportedly preparing its allies, including Hezbollah, for a possible wider conflict. This directive comes after recent U.S. military actions targeting Iranian interests, which resulted in casualties. The situation has heightened fears of a regional escalation. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's analysis, Yahya Sinwar's approach in Gaza reflects a willingness to endure severe outcomes in pursuit of broader regional unrest. These actions underscore the ongoing complexities and challenges in achieving peace in the region. Meanwhile, JNS highlights Representative Adam Smith's comments. He emphasized his independence from anti-Israel influence regarding the vote on U.S. funding. This stance reveals the intricate dynamics within U.S. politics concerning Middle Eastern affairs. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reports that Israel is closely engaged with the United States on potential strategies against Iran. This collaboration underscores the critical alliance between the two nations amid increasing tensions. That strike comes hours after the IRGC's claims of targeting U.S. facilities in Jordan and Qatar. These assertions, covered by the Times of Israel, signify a potential shift in regional power dynamics. The implications could be significant for both military and civilian populations across the affected areas. Turning to business and markets. First, according to Israel Hayom Business, Bezeq continues to lead in social responsibility, securing the top spot in the Mala ranking for the third year in a row. This accolade highlights Bezeq's commitment to sustainable practices. Separately, Globes reports that inflation in Israel has reached a five-year low. The unchanged consumer price index and a decline in home prices have contributed to this economic milestone, offering some relief to consumers. And finally, from CTEC, Israeli tech leaders are envisioning the future of education technology. They predict significant shifts away from traditional classroom models. This innovation could transform learning experiences for future generations. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.